Afghanistan is taking action to slow the pace of insider or so-called green-on-blue attacks, where newly trained Afghan security forces are turning their weapons on their U.S. or NATO trainers. Joining us live to talk more about it, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green. J.J., does the military have a confidence here that Afghanistan is committed to getting some of these insurgents out of its own ranks?
Yeah, they do. And it's been a long-standing confidence and a growing confidence, at least according to the folks that I've spoken to. But you have four issues at work here. There's the problem of capability, corruption, education, and coercion. The capability of the Afghan military and government is limited because there's not much experience with that. And they're working with what they're essentially getting on the fly from the U.S. and NATO. There's the problem of corruption that runs through the government, which obviously, as you know, affects the capability of the military, the Afghan government to the military. Then you have the lack of education on the part of many of the recruits, most all of the recruits almost. And it takes a while to get them up to speed. And then that other problem is the coercion that these recruits get from the Taliban behind the backs of their U.S. and NATO trainers that often manifest itself in those insider attacks.
This program of training them seemed to be going so slow anyway. Any sentiment within the defense community that you discern of along the lines of, let's just get the heck out of here?
No. And the reason for that is because no one in the military, at least publicly, has forgotten the reason why that they went there in the first place. And that was because of 9/11, because of the safe haven that the Taliban built and then essentially handed over to Al-Qaeda and allowed them to launch those attacks over there. What you do get, though, is a sense of weariness. And later this morning, there's going to be a funeral for a U.S. Navy SEAL who was one of those people that's been killed in some of these attacks inside of Afghanistan. And there's still a very strong commitment on the part of the U.S. military to make it a safer place, not just for Afghans over there in that part of the world, but for folks here.
J.J., I understand how military leaders would want to finish the job strong in Afghanistan, but I wonder among rank and file, those who are doing the day-to-day grunt work over there. In any good relationship, trust is absolutely essential. Can they continue to trust the Afghans?
Bottom line, I don't know that they have a choice, but at the end of the day, whether or not, Mike, they really will trust them, I can't say they will, because one of the problems with this is that many of these attacks have come from behind the back. It's come while they're eating. It's come. It's been a total surprise, and it's a situation where many of these attacks have taken a course that has been baffling to a lot of U.S. and NATO troops. And the real problem with this whole thing is that many of the people who've engaged, according to the information I've gotten from the folks I've spoken to, many of the folks who've engaged in these attacks have done it because they've felt slighted, they've felt disrespected, they've felt misunderstood. And the U.S. troops over there, having been there and visited with them on numerous occasions, they are not there just to spend a tour. They actually believe in what they do, especially many of the special forces and others that are over there living and eating and thriving in those or trying to thrive in those communities along with them.
Thank you, J.J. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green, this morning.